a telemarketer called Anita Kumar's home, and when she didn't buy his offer for Dish Network,
I'm on the do not call list.
He made another pitch.
I want to f*** you.
Let's make no mistake. I mean, what Mrs. Kumar experienced is absolutely outrageous, and it's completely unacceptable.
But David Moskowitz says it's not Dish Network making the calls. Moskowitz, a vice president for EchoStar, Dish Network's parent company, blames secondary retailers, companies that just sell Dish Network products. He says his corporation requires retail companies to stick to the do not call list, but
the problem is in trying to track down these few rogue companies that ruin it for everyone.
Well, 710 Cairo tracked down one of those retail companies, iDish.com. It admits there are problems.
It's just a dirty game, really.
And the company's Ben Henderson blames the overseas telemarketers his Utah-based company hired.
We found that they're all calling the same consumers. They get the same call list.
Which he thinks explains why so many in our East Indian community are being targeted. He adds some of the telemarketers do abide by the do not call list.
But a lot of them do not.
After numerous complaints, iDish Network says it stopped using the telemarketers.
That's not to say that there aren't other Dish Network retailers out there that are still contracting with those entities. The violations, I'm sure, are still ongoing and widespread.
Okay, so who gets held accountable for the violations, and how do you make them stop? A look at that as our series, Dirty Telemarketing, continues. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo Close-Up.